So in this moment, right here, right now, everything is already perfect. And the only way that won't be true for us individually is if we're thinking. It's through thoughts, as we all know, it's through thoughts that we create problems. Through thought, we go into past, future, worry. So if for this moment we can just relax out of thinking and come into a direct encounter with the reality of this moment, what's actually here, not the conceptual, what's actually here, we will find that the kingdom of heaven is upon us. So one way to do that is to begin with encountering what's here now. And it begins with the actual reality of life right now. And let's start with the body. No matter what concepts we have, the reality is there is some perception of body in this moment. So if we close our eyes and just feel, we're going to be able to meet the body directly. And what we'll first find is sensations on the so-called physical level. So, for example, depending on how you're sitting, there will be the feeling of your feet touching the floor. So just find that feeling of your feet. And you see there's no conceptualization involved here at all. No thinking, no analyzing. It's just a direct encounter with what's here. And in this case, it's the felt sense of your feet touching whatever surface. And just by resting attention in the feet, after a moment, attention goes deeper into the formless, that energy dancing in the feet. So you may feel a vibration or tingling, a warmth. Now those sensations in the feet, that's life. That's what's real. And the energy in the feet is an expression of our beingness. That in us, which is free and whole and eternal right now. No concepts, just an actual experience. So we'll take a moment to follow that river of life through the body. So feeling that aliveness in the feet, the ankles, up into the lower legs, the shins and calves. Feeling the knees and the thighs. And aware of the physical first, so for example, the feeling of the back of your legs against the chair. That calls attention into this part of the body. And then attention meets with the presence of life in the form of the energy. Feeling the sit bones, the sacrum, the pelvis. Feeling up the back. There's a feeling of your back pressed against the chair or cushion. Find that sensation. That's alive and present and we'll say real right now. And start to notice the movement of the breath into the back. It's very subtle. And underneath that movement, there is life, presence, vitality. following the breath into the chest, where there's a rise and fall, movement. Down into the belly. Following the breath is an expression of the one life. Filling up into the shoulders and the neck. Down the arms, the upper arms and elbows, the forearms and wrists. Down into the hands. Feeling the fingers. In the palms, the backs of the hands. And letting the tension come up into the head, feeling the jaw, cheekbones, forehead, and the top of the head. Just allowing a full body felt sense of this inner energy field. And it's the presence of the spirit that in us, which is formless and eternal, here in the body. Now, this formless dimension is not confined to the body. So by connecting it to it through the body, we are connected to the totality of it. It's a field of alive stillness. We could say it surrounds the body, but the truer thing is the body is within this field. So allowing yourself to feel, to sense the space around the body, it's not separate from you, it is you. And noticing that there's no place where this energy field ends and the space begins. There's no place where you end and the space begins. There's no divisions here. There's no within and without when you're sensing at the level of being. There's no boundary anywhere. This is the field of unity where we are all one. There's no place where you end and I begin. We're not separate from each other. We're all one. So just resting in this field of stillness. Sensing the vastness, the depth, and the absence of any divisions. on this field of unity, which we directly experience because it is us, it's important to notice that not only are there no divisions between us and the so-called outer world, but there's no internal divisions either. When we're resting in and as the field of being, we can't really say where there's an emotion or thought or sensation as something separate from this field of awareness, spaciousness that we are. We're not actually divided internally. Just take a moment to notice that that is so. Nothing that arises, so-called within or without, is separate. Any thoughts that come, they're known by the awareness. And those aren't two. You can't find a thought separate from the space it arises in. And any sounds, external sounds, where are they perceived? Where does the sound end and you begin? We can't divide those. There's just listening, hearing, sensing. allowing ourselves to rest this deeply, to really attend to this field of unity of our own being. It is very much like sinking down to the bottom of the ocean, the foundation of being, where all is perfectly still. And if we're able to rest and fall deeply into this ocean of being, here we do encounter that dimension where all is well. There's no separation here. There's no problem here. There's just being. So let's rest on the bottom of the ocean a little longer. It may feel like dissolving or expanding into this beingness that we always are. this foundation of being, or what Ramana called the substratum, this bottom of the ocean. It's our own stability. Notice that we find it within us. It's not dependent on external conditions. It's right here when we bring attention at first within and connect with this field and rest. We're able to access that deeper foundation. Here is where we are unshakable. Just allow yourself to sense that here and now. When you're truly touching the core of being, you find this foundation that is utterly still and unchanging. No matter how tumultuous the so-called outer world seems to be, notice this inner rootedness. Nisargadatta Maharaj called it a solid rock of reality. That's what's in us. That's what we're resting on and as right now. Just notice in your own direct experience, this foundation is undisturbed. There's no concepts here. And any turbulence is way up on the surface, but we're down in the depths where it is still and unshakable. Now the secret here is to, as we begin to include the full spectrum of our being, right now we're in that subtlest, deepest, most still part of us. This is always here. So when we bring attention to all the rest of the realms of that spectrum of being, bringing us up to the surface, we can ever stay standing on this solid ground just by having some awareness, some felt attention in this inner being, which ultimately we find to be not confined to within us, but just as a pointer. This is always here. No matter what, this is us. It doesn't go away. We don't lose it. It doesn't come and go. But we need to know that in our own experience. So here and now, feeling that stability of the ground of being, the bottom of the ocean. That solid rock that doesn't shake or change. And beginning to add more layers of experience into this, but we don't have to lose the ground. So once again, feeling the body, which is just as collection of sensations, at the same time you're feeling that ground. Now the ground is present in the body, the ground of being, as the inner energy field. Of course, it's, as we found earlier, it's not only within, it's without. But since we're temporarily expressing through this body, it's very helpful to find that ground of being in the body. So when you feel your feet just now, inside the feet is that presence of being in the form of the energy. It's tingling, it's dancing, it's vibrating in the feet. And if you can feel it, then you've got one foot on the ground, so to speak. It has to be felt. It cannot be conceptual. If you can feel this inner energy field, you're connected to the larger being that you are, that's both within and without, and you're grounded. Doesn't work if it's a concept. And this beingness is through the whole body. So once again, just connecting from the feet, legs. And through the physical, you enter this dimension of being. The torso, back, chest, belly. shoulders and arms and hands, the neck, the head. So it's like having a foot in two worlds. Through the felt sense of the energy field within, we're connected to that vast field of eternal, unchanging beingness that we are, that unshakable awareness of our true nature. And within that field, there is the appearance of things, one of which is body, which is a collection of sensations. And to feel both at the same time, we're grounded and also present in this dimension we call world, but grounded in being that which is beyond the world. And also appearing on this ground of being are other movements. So there's sounds that are moving through. But the awareness of sounds is not moving. Just confirm that for yourself. My voice is fluctuating, but that's aware of this voice, which we call awareness, it's so constant, it even notices when I stop speaking. And that can only be true because this awareness is present even in the absence of sound. So it knows its presence and absence, its coming and going. Just take a moment to confirm that in your own direct experience. Any sound, my voice, sounds in the environment. And that awareness that itself silent, aware of all sounds. It's not fluctuating, it's not coming and going, it's stable. It's not separate from sounds. It's the space that allows all sounds, is aware of all sounds, but it's silent. It's pristine. So here again is our stability and the awareness that's aware of sound. And the same goes for movement. So if we find the movement of the breath that's moving through our field of awareness, the breath rises and subsides, just like waves on an ocean. But the awareness of that movement itself is unmoving. Just notice. Every single movement of breath is known by you, this awareness, because you're always here. And although unmoving, this awareness that you are is aware of all movement, such as the breath. And there are little gaps of stillness even woven into the rhythm of the breath at the top of the inhale, the bottom of the exhale. There's gaps, stillness. And you as awareness, notice those because you're present all the while. This silent, unmoving awareness that's aware of movements and stillness. Now, this is also true of everything else that moves, whether it's a so-called emotion, sensation, everything else is fluctuating, but this awareness that we are. It's also true of thought. That's typically the movement that is most problematic. Just start to notice that any thoughts that are moving through, they're noticed by you, the awareness, the observer of thoughts. But once again, you're not the thoughts, you're that which is aware. So therefore, in those gaps between thoughts, those silences, there's awareness when thought stops, even for a second. Because you, that which is prior to thought, notice the comings, the goings. It's actually not continuous. Each thought is discrete, only lasts a moment. But whatever thought is doing, the awareness of thought itself, free of thought, knows the comings and goings of thought. So just keeping, let's say, the window open to this deeper dimension, this awareness, stillness, this presence, allows us to be, let's say, stable in the midst of whatever apparent chaos may be arising. Or just ordinary life. We want to keep a foot in a dimension of being at all times. And then we don't get lost in the appearance, the world, which after all is just things coming and going, appearing and disappearing. So if we don't look to the world for our stability, our security, if instead we look inside to this ground of being, that's the only place we can find true stability. It's not in the world. It's not in circumstances. So if you find yourself shaken about or getting disturbed or plugged in or entangled, just all you have to do is just pause and find this ground of being in you that is ever present, unchanging, unshakable. And there's your stability, your security, and everything else. So we really are equipped to navigate this so-called world. There's nothing outside of us. It's all in display in this field. But when we're resting in the bottom of the ocean of this being, that's when we're able to be in the world and not be disturbed. So this is it. It's all you need. Everything you already are. But of course, our attention tends to go into the things that appear and disappear. Thoughts, emotions, events. And if our attention is given over largely or fully to that dimension, of course we're not going to feel stable, because the world of form is nothing but fluctuation. The Buddha taught us this. All life is change. Everything is impermanent. So we cannot find stability by looking externally. And if you're like me, you spent a lot of years trying to do so, trying to fix all these external things and get them in place. And as you know so no sooner get one thing settled and something else goes off the rails. And we're conditioned to believe that means something's wrong, without stepping back and recognizing the truth. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. And if we can just allow the isness to be as it is, no problem. That's not something that separate someone can do. It's by accessing, getting in touch with, standing on this foundation of being that we've just spent the past hour doing. There it is. Then everything, it starts off with being able to feel kind of stable or at peace or relatively undisturbed. But as we go deeper into this, if you want to call it a practice or recognition, doesn't matter. As we were moving through together earlier, there's nothing separate. There actually isn't anything separate. That's why when sounds were arising, we can't locate where hearing happens or listening happens. It's all a field of oneness. So the deeper we're resting in being, the more receptive we are to those movements, because they're just movements of the totality of the one life that we are, moving through this ocean of being that we are. And if we're deeply enough rooted, again, it's like being at the bottom of the ocean, so then the waves are just on the surface. It's so simple. It's just, you don't even have to understand anything. It's simpler than that. It's just a question of actually experiencing directly the full spectrum of being, not staying up on the surface, but rooting down in the foundation. And then nothing can rock us. And the truth is, nothing ever does, not in reality, only in perception. So, wishing you all a day or evening of wonderful, stable, integrated. That's a beautiful thing about this. It's a state of wholeness where everything's included, nothing's rejected. It's all happening on this unshakable, solid rock of reality. So, peace and blessings to all. Thank you for your presence. It's an honor to be with you. And see you next time.